Okay, we will call this meeting to order, and I'd like to invite Reverend Thomas Williams, a lay pastor with Seaside Chapel, to please join us at the podium for our invocation and our Pledge of Allegiance.
First of all, I'd like to thank you again for letting me come back, and I'm going to be coming back more this year.
Hope so. We really hope so.
We're going to be kind of splitting it up, I believe, so. And I appreciate that. I've served the town for 18.5 years. I'm glad to be able to continue it.
Oh, we love having you here. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to say the prayer first, and then when I get through, we'll all stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance. So let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer. The Lord, we come before you tonight as council members, residents, interested people who come because they love this great town which you've given us, that we live in, we visit, we call home. We start a brand new year, Lord, as you know, and with every new year there's new problems. So, Lord, we need your guidance. We need you to be with us as we handle all the things that will come before us this year. Lord, we need also that you give special guidance to the members of the council. You're probably going to be making a lot of decisions this year in the future and in the future about this town. We pray you will give them all the tools that they need to continue to make this town that we all love the most wonderful place we've ever been in. And Lord, we pray that in all the issues that are going to come before us, no matter how tough they might be, that you allow everything to be calm. You let level heads prevail throughout the year. That you give everyone who attends these meetings the ability to listen, to weigh the facts and the issues, and to try to work everything out in a calm, decisive manner. And Lord, as you very well know, we all have to work together. And that's what I pray for this year, that you just let not only the council make the right decisions, but let the people of the town of Curie Beach be involved in it also. Lord, we ask for these things in your name. And everybody said, amen. Let's stand and say, pray to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, if I could ask the Withrows to please step up front. Ken and Paul. There may be more room back here. There probably isn't anybody in this town right now that's more jealous of the two of you than I am. Both of these people have resigned from the Recreation Committee because they're going to extend their travels almost year-round. So if you haven't heard about their latest trip out to Morocco and Casablanca, and where did you see the fireworks?
In Portugal.
In Portugal. That were supposed to be almost as good as they are in Sydney, Australia.
They said even better.
Number one.
We have been
just
to Sydney, yeah.
Tiny bit better than Curie Beach, but
not much better than Curie Beach.
But I know over the years, you worked with all of our beautification and saw to it that the entrance to the town was absolutely beautiful, the plantings along the boardwalk. Not just working with the Recreation Committee, but they're on all these cruises because this man here is teaching watercolors. Now, that's the job to get. Find something you can do for a half an hour every other day on a cruise.
Yeah, that's it.
Just see days.
Yeah. but also teaching that up at the community center and helping us doing some of the activities up there. This one, several committees, but the thing I have to commend her about the most was 10 years ago being chairman of our 60th anniversary. And then we had this unbelievable parade down Fort Fisher Boulevard. We had bands, we had vendors, we had everything in the world you could think of. And she put it all together, a job. I'd rather be mayor than do that. So, so for the two of you, this is for your dedicated and selfless volunteer service throughout the years as a chairperson or member of various town committees on this January 17th, 2017.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and along with this, I'll hope you will take this as just a little token of our appreciation.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And just to add, they have promised when they can no longer travel, they're going to come back here and be on the recreation committee again. Oh, and maybe chair our 75th anniversary. Okay. We have our consent agenda. Do I hear any comments or questions?
Mayor, I'd like to pull item number one off the consent agenda and put it under, I wasn't on when the new ordinance was written, so I don't know whether it goes under new or old business.
Should be under old business.
Old business then.
Okay, well, let me ask you, Mr. Attorney, this involves a personnel matter that we met on last April and made some decisions on, and now it's being changed. Can we consider this a continued personnel matter and meet in closed session like we did last April?
I don't think so.
Okay, because it is not general, it's specifically for an individual staff person.
Well, so first is a motion to put it, right? So you need a second, I think.
Well,
basically what he's going to do is discuss what's written here. Anything else over and above that?
Perhaps.
No
okay.
Yeah.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda items 2 through 11. 11.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, adoption of our regular agenda. Do I hear any changes, additions, or
make a motion to adopt the agenda with item one from the consent agenda and looking at it for old business. Item three under old business.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have a presentation to the council tonight from our, what is for us, our new county tax administrator, Ms. Allison Snell. Is that the way of pronouncing it? Okay. And Nancy, is it hot in here or is it just me? Yeah, everybody can, we turn the heat down a little bit? That was not a comment about you, George. We're just turning the heat down in the room a little bit.
Cooling me off before I get up.
There you go. Perfect.
Okay, would you want to tell us about our revaluation, which I think a lot of us have already received in the mail?
You've received a little bit. Thank you for having me, and good evening. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Allison Snell, and I am the newly appointed tax administrator following Mr. Kelly. who retired at the end of August, I believe it was. So I'm excited to be here and just want to give you a small update about what we're currently seeing in our reval. This reval is effective January 1 of this year. So back in September of 2013, we began our full listed measure. And a full listed measure is where we visit every improved parcel. Now, when I say improved, I mean anything with a building on it. Anything that we could go up to and touch, pull a tape measure, get the actual square footage, outside corner to outside corner. We took new pictures and uploaded all these new pictures into our database. Looking at the tax card, looking at the property at hand, making sure that the data we have in our system is indeed accurate. Of course, not everyone is at home when we stop by to visit over this period of time. So we left door hangers. Another measure that we took were mailing out property tax questionnaires, and I believe many of you should have received one of those. We sent one out last fall with the bedroom bath count that you had, square footage, things of that nature. We sent another one out this past fall. We received about 5,400 responses last fall, and just over 2,000 responses this month. So a drop in which I expected it to be so. A lot of the issues that we saw with that were square foot count and a misinterpretation of what someone might think a square foot is. We measure outside corner to outside corner. They may be measuring interior. They may not take hallways into consideration. So it's an education thing that we have to educate our citizens on.
May I ask you a question about
yes,
that? I noticed it was heated space. So does that include the garage, or did you subtract the garage out of that?
I don't believe the garage would be considered heated square foot. I'll have to verify that to make sure what was sent out on the data mailer versus what square foot is. Okay, right now currently we're at about 95% complete with our review of our residential, commercial, industrial properties. So we spent all that time going to each property, verifying the data, making corrections, changes in our system. We contracted with an appraisal company to come in and do the assessments on our property, take our sales data and analyze it and work on our schedule values to apply those values to the properties. We began our residential review back in March of 2016. Commercial and industrial began in June. Both of those are scheduled to be complete at the end of this month. Again, the effective date of this reappraisal is January the 1st. We anticipate sending out our notice of value letters mid-February. So be on the lookout for that. Immediately following those mail-outs, we will begin our informal hearings. In that notice letter that goes out to our citizens, there will be an appeal form on the back of that sheet, and there will be a tear-off that they can fill out and mail back into our office. They can fax it in. They can also go to our website and pre-fill the form that we have on there. We will review every appeal form that comes into our office before we make contact with the citizens. And what we're looking for is to make sure that we don't have any issues in any particular areas that may need to be addressed. At the end of the informal hearings, we will then open our Board of Equalization and Review. This will open between the first Monday in April, first Monday in May. We will have hearings until we're complete, and we have heard every appeal that has scheduled to be heard. Okay. So what we're seeing here on the left of your screen is our current year, what we're in right now, estimated tax base. These were the numbers that Mr. Kelly provided for Curry Beach. If you look over to the right, and again, these numbers are very preliminary and are going to change. Currently, I'm showing about a 2.5% increase in value. I have taken off 500,000 for appeals, increased exemption applications that may come in this year. And I have not shown yet any growth in our personal property, business personal property, motor vehicles, or state appraisal. So if we look at this as a worst case scenario right now, these numbers are going to change. so don't hang your hat here yet. But that's just to give you an idea. Our values are going up. Our market is coming back around. Are we where we were before 2012 took our values down severely? No, we're not. But we are on the climb back up. Do you have any questions?
So when we finalize numbers for budgeting purposes to help Arlen out, I'll ask this question.
So we are going. We want to analyze the appeals that come in to kind of gauge what we're looking at as far as appeal values. I'm anticipating having numbers to him mid to late March.
Okay.
Our notices go out mid-February. We're asking that they respond. They appeal within that 30-day window once they hit the mailboxes. So that should give us a good idea of where we're heading.
Okay.
Any further questions?
Any other questions, guys?
And do you share the total value when you send him Cura Beach's value? Do we get both, Arlen?
I think if we request it, we
okay.
Overall county and
yeah.
Her,
yeah.
Sure.
Just so we know which way it's shifting. Okay.
Can I ask a quick question? Is that increase just a new value, or is it new building and new values?
This is everything. So this is new building permits, value increases due to sales going up. This is an all-encompassing. And this is an average.
Okay.
This is not to say that every resident is going to see a 2% increase. Some are going to see more,
right.
Some less. Some might not see much of anything at all. It just really is going to depend on where the property is located.
Okay.
Thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, discussion and consideration of persons to address council. George Turner.
Every year we get more and more people down here. They come and visit for a day.
You want them open every day?
Every day if possible, but mainly weekends. I mean, there's a lot of locals that do walking. And they walk and that urge hits. They got to go somewhere and my bathrooms can't do it. So I'm just asking if there's some way that we can get them open while it's warm. Now, like I said, it gets freezing, yeah, close it down. Or maybe in the future put a heater system in it to where nobody can mess with it, tear it up. Y'all got any questions or?
Let me say, I talked to Sonny about this at great lengths, and part of this is to pass this information on to the rest of the council, but also to our townspeople. Our restrooms, our main house there that is the restroom at the north end of the park, it was always designed to be closed during the winter. And if we want to change that, we would seriously need to get Mr. Lyle back down here to redesign how we would put in a heating system. Plus, there are no doors, so we'd have to figure out how to put doors back on it so that it's still aesthetically pleasing and wouldn't cause any problems like during the summer, whether they may have to be taken off or and stored or, you know, those kinds of decisions. Plus, the entire top of it is opened in order to vent it from the heat during the summer. So he would also have to design how that would be closed, but then could be opened again during the summer. And then the construction of that and the purchase of a heating system, we are talking about several thousands of dollars to do that to that building. We do have a men and women's restroom at the pavilion, and it's heated, it's already heated year-round, so opening that is an option. And then you had mentioned even a port-a-john. We haven't determined the cost of what that would be to rent one. But Sonny pointed out to me that the company only comes to clean it and put toilet paper in there once a week, where really we need to have somebody checking once a day. And so any of these, it means his people are really one gentleman who's on call on weekends and on holidays. Instead of just being on call, he really, no matter which option we pick, we'll need to be here in the morning to open whatever restroom we decide on, clean it, and then somehow either stay for a while during the day to be sure. We tried keeping toilet paper in the restrooms, and people steal it.
I got big rolls, and all of a sudden
yes.
It goes.
Yeah, people steal it. Although he did point out in our one there on the pavilion that he could put the large toilet paper rolls in there instead of just the single little ones, and that would be about $130 to install that in the two.
You want it?
I'll
get the containers for you.
Well, that would be very sweet. Those, you know, I guess my concern, no matter what we make a decision on, what department it concerns or what issue it concerns, we really need to be aware of what the cost would be to the whatever department or the town, not just an increase of utility fees if we open the big one and all the changes that would have to be made, but any changes in staff also. So that's why I wanted to make you guys aware of this, and then I'm open for questions or comments.
I would have an opinion on this. We got a multi-million dollar park. We've opened it up for our community We've opened it up to visitors. We have absolutely not one public restroom. And I think for our town, that's an oversight. I am not interested in spending money on the northern structure.
Right.
But I would be interested in finding out how we can open the heated structure so that the businesses, which we actually charge more money for their water, aren't being punished because we don't have public facilities.
Well, so I talked to Sonny as well about how much it would cost to do what the mayor's talking about. We estimate about $160 a week. If that's opening it at 8 a.m. just like we do on March 15th to Memorial Day, and letting the police close it at 5. I've talked to the police chief. He's fine with closing it. We already have a person here because we have to do all the water checks and other stuff, so it's just that real expense is a little bit of materials, and then the person, we estimate an hour, right, to do all the stuff for the bathrooms. And then we'd need to buy a sign, and like we talked about, the toilet dispensers, which George will pay for something.
I'll take care of that, no problem.
So, I mean, so Sonny was fine with that proposal. He can fit it into his workload. He is not supportive of the northern structure at all either because of the modifications and the fact that once you modify that structure and start heating, if it freezes, it's a big problem for him. But we do need to sign pointing people to those bathrooms, right? And I went down there and looked at them. Right now, the bathrooms say it's only open for events, so we have to peel off the two little signs that are on there, but they're really small signs. So, I mean, if council feels it's the right thing to do, Public Works is supportive of starting on Friday so he's got time to do stuff, opening them from 8 a.m. until dark or when the police close it, we say 5 p.m. to match what we have March 15th to Thursday, and just we'll just change section 4.04 and make it from I guess November 30th to March 15th.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not sure. You got two Porta Johns at the tennis court. Is that, I mean, there's a lot
I don't
of
think Porta Johns downtown is the right way to go. Yeah. Sonny,
well, I agree, but I'm just saying an option of it being.
Well, you're trying to talk us out of what we want. You want us to do? Is that
no,
what you
I want?
Want
to
okay, I'll just check and then it'll be okay, right?
Oh, and we can put that Porta John in one of the parking spaces right there in front of.
Oh, we do that already when we have town events. I had to take long
break. Make a motion to direct public.
Well,
works.
Let me ask first before you get into a motion. Do we seriously want to open it at 8 o'clock? How early in the morning does this start for
usually
you?
Usually they start by 9 o'clock. The local walkers is right around between 8 and 9 o'clock they start.
Okay.
Just depends. Okay. I don't go that
and
far.
8 a.m. is okay with him?
Yes.
Okay.
That's perfect for when all the checks and everything. He'll
okay.
fit it into the schedule.
I think David's standard.
You know, you close at 2.
2 to 3 depends.
Some of these
same
other
way on the weekend.
Rest.
Just depends on the crowd.
Yeah. And 5 o'clock is after dark. Do you want to keep it open till 5, or do you want to close it early?
Well, so I wouldn't want to base it being open on his open and closing hours, because the reason we're doing this is so that the businesses avoid having the people tromping through for the purpose of just using the restrooms.
Yeah. I was thinking like more around 4.
That's
and
fine.
Checking with Jack Mackerel's, theirs was more during the middle of the day, like around lunchtime.
4 is fine. Whichever one you want to file it.
Okay.
What time
because
the
police
change?
Are going to close it.
What time does shift change for the police officers who would have to close it?
5:36.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't matter then what time.
Yeah,
you can pick any time you want.
4 works for me?
8 to 4.
I'll modify my motion.
Okay.
So I just point out that it's getting dark later. Sunset's
yes,
at 5:15.
I think it should be closed before the sun goes down. Just vandalism is my biggest concern.
Yeah, exactly. I think.
Yeah. I was a teenager one time.
Kick.
So I make a motion that we modify section 4.04 for the Oceanfront Park restroom from November 30th to March 15th The pavilion restrooms will be open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Public Works will open and the police will lock.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let me know when you need to book all this.
We will. I'll talk to Sunny tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Okay. Our committee business. And we had asked for this meeting for our committees to either the chairman come or send someone on the committee to tell us about what their accomplishments have been so far the first half of this fiscal year and what they are planning to do between now and the end of the fiscal year, June 30th. Let me say, is there anybody from the Board of Adjustment? Let me tell you, they don't usually have plans or necessarily accomplishments. Theirs is dependent on people who come before them for appeals, so they can't plan for that. That's why they are not here tonight. How about our community center? Could you come and talk with me?
Welcome, Robin.
Thank you. I'm Robin Sack, chairperson of the volunteers at the Cherry Beach Community Center. And I just did this on the whole year of 2016, okay? We started the year with a CPR class led by Jim Dugan, which we're very grateful for. Our class was filled. Many of the residents were wishing we had another one, which we may do next year. We sponsored a Valentine dance with Ron Griffin, with over 25 people attended. Our committee, along with Mayor Swearingen and 20 volunteers from the Wilmington Regional Realtors Association, landscaped in one day the Cherry Beach Community Center parking lot median strip with plants which are all indigenous to our area and that were donated by the Realtors Association. The committee now waters and maintains this area. We held an open house at the community center during the April Town Street Festival. This included getting over 25 donations from local merchants for a free raffle and providing demonstrations by some of the classes which are held weekly at the community center. Over 200 people came through the community center and learned what was available to them. During the months of April, May, and June, we took turns attending the free concerts at the Cherry Beach Pavilion and sold raffle tickets for a quilt, which was donated by one of our members, while again introducing residents to all the programs that are available at the center. We held our annual barbecue, which was attended by over 320 residents and visitors. We also, in November, had our second annual workshop for families to make lighted wire holiday globes. This is promoting the Island of Lights and collected over 60 canned goods that were donated to the Health Center of Federal Point. The projects for 2017, we're just starting, so these were just things that were thrown out at our last meeting. We're volunteering at the Cherry Beach Anniversary Celebration. We're sponsoring, hopefully, a spring family craft project. We're designing and purchasing a plaque for Ron Griffin, one of our most loyal and generous instructors at the community center, who passed away this past year. Holding a volunteer fair along with other volunteer committees in Cherry Beach to show residents what committees do and hopefully encourage them to participate in filling vacancies. We're also going to continue with our annual barbecue and hold our third lighted flyer holiday globe community project. And all this we did with the help of Nikki Keeley, recreation manager at the town hall. Without her help, we couldn't have done any of this. And we had the most successful year ever.
May I ask you, approximately how much money did you make on the barbecue?
$2,474.80.
Which was turned back to the town. Turned back to the town.
Turned back to the town.
So,
I believe according.
Robin, seven ladies, one alternate. Excuse me, David. And 10 meetings, and look what you accomplished. I mean, tremendous job. I know I'm the liaison, so I'm making a little fuss here, but David, you do a tremendous job. I am proud of what you ladies have done for this town and for the community center.
And I am so glad to see you are so involved with them. And for everyone else's information, Arlen has said, yes, that money goes back into the general fund to help pay for operations there, utility cost, any issues we have to address there at the center. And let me ask, do you know how many people attended your CPR class?
It was full, I forgot.
No, it was about 12 or 14, I think.
It was as many as Mr. Dugan told us we could have.
Okay, if he'd be willing to do it, I would love to see you guys do that again this year.
It's on March 4th.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I didn't realize we were there. This is through Nikki. Nikki is the one who, she just really gets this thing going and makes sure everything is set up and, you know, gets things coordinated. So
she called me last week.
Okay. And I know there's another blood drive at the community center, which is coming up in March also.
Okay. And I know Craig's working with you on the volunteer fair, and we'll talk about this a little bit more at the end of the session, but I am so proud of you guys thinking of that and stepping up to the plate to put that together.
Well, we're really looking for more volunteers and hopefully some young blood to come in and help us out. And the other thing I wanted to say, I wanted to thank in front of everyone Kathleen Zielinski, who has had to resign because she took a position with the town, but she was a great help with us, especially during our April open house, and that was such a success. People didn't even know where the community center was, and we had over 200 people come through due to her raffle, free raffle that we gave up.
So. And now you have a new member with Marianne McConnell, who was the alternate, I believe, and she will be a real pleasure to have. So
we need more males. At least another male on the committee.
Look up for more men.
We may put that in small print on our website there, looking for males to work with all these wonderful women.
So.
Okay. Thank you, Robin. Appreciate that. Marketing committee. Debbie.
My name is Debbie Elliott, and I'm the chairperson of the marketing committee. I gave the results presentation last month, so I did not come prepared to give that again. But as far as our goals for this year, they're pretty consistent, more heads in beds, you know, greater collection of ROT, fees. Hopefully we'll be identifying more homeowners who are doing weekly rentals and educating them about the need to collect the ROT and therefore increasing our funds. I did just check on the stats for ROT collections, room occupancy tax, and Sean Braden from CBB just texted me and said that from July to December of this year, all the beaches have gone up. So our numbers are up. We may not be as up as high as, say, Wrightsville Beach or Carolina Beach, but then we really can't compare ourselves to them in that they have, you know, Carolina Beach, for instance, has a brand new hotel, and Carolina Beach and Wrightsville Beach are very, very different than our community in that they both have the ability to host conventions and big groups, and we're just So comparing ourselves to them directly is really not apples to apples. But the good news is that for our community, we have seen a rise, a consistent rise from July to December.
Do you know what it was, Deb? Do you know what it was, Debbie? Is it 6%, 8%?
Let me check. Excuse me.
I think we're in the 4 to 5.
I want to say it's over 5%, but I've got her message right here. She said that Curry Beach is up 5.27% through the end of December compared to last year.
That's
so still on pace for highest revenues yet.
So 5.2% above last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and last year was an increase. Okay, because we were running like 17 and 13 and 15 for a year. So, okay, thank you.
Since we have a fairly good crowd tonight, could you explain one thing? Because I know when I came on council, I thought the marketing committee meant that I could go to you guys and figure out how we could market our downtown and some of our restaurants, or how we could market some of our activities that we have here. And I found out that was not true. Could you explain briefly what kind of marketing you're talking
about?
Sure.
The marketing committee is, the mission of the marketing committee is to act in an advisory capacity to the Convention and Visitors Bureau to guide how they're going to use the room occupancy taxes collected in our community for tourism marketing. It's very strictly, it's very much restricted to just that. So, you know, there is a room occupancy tax charged on all hotels and motels and on weekly rentals in our community. Those taxes are collected, come back to the community, but they must be spent on tourism marketing. That's legislated by law.
And if you ever check on Visit Curie Beach on the website or on Facebook, or you see ads in Southern Living or Our State, that's what this marketing committee is going to pay for. And we appreciate all the work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Parks and Recreation Advisory Board.
You all actually...
The other thing that was on the agenda for this evening was the approval of the rollover budget.
Oh.
That was presented last month for consideration, and then it was it's on the agenda for approval this evening.
Okay. Are there any questions from any council members about the rollover budget? I think we received additional information afterwards.
There's really nothing else we can do with it right now, other than use it for the legal direction. So
okay.
I would say we just get going.
You're making a motion.
Where is it at on the agenda?
Right under it says marketing committee. It says council approval of rollover.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you.
Do I hear a motion?
I move we have the marketing council use rollover funds as directed by the legal requirements.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Thank you
again. Parks and Recreation. I know the gentleman who probably should be here is working some in the evening, and so he was giving his report to Nikki. Do you happen to have that, Nancy? Nikki didn't leave one for you this afternoon?
No.
Okay. I do know that they had a huge disc golf tournament this fall, and that they're continuing to work with the Public Works Department to keep the area cleared back there to play disc golf on, and don't know what their goals are for the rest of this year. So we need to talk about that when we talk about our committees in our budget session. Okay, Nancy. Okay, planning and zoning. We have any issues, John, or comments on what planning and zoning is doing? I thought
Mr. Allen had it prepared.
Yeah.
Ellen had it prepared today.
And actually, you have.
Yeah, it's in our.
It's in the.
It's in the packet.
It's in the packet.
Yes, it is.
Okay, appreciate that.
Yep.
They again, I don't believe have any kind of budget items during the year unless some of them at some point decide
very,
to
very, very
take
small.
Training or something.
Yep.
But other than that, that's not a committee that really spends money. Hopefully some of the things they're doing are saving us money. Okay, shoreline, access, beach protection, and parking. Denny? Dennis?
Yes.
I'm Dennis Panicala, chairman of the SLAP Shoreline Access and Protection and Parking. This brief, I think the greatest accomplishment we had this year, and I think everyone is aware of it, but I'd like to go through it again, is the Adopt a Beach program. This is a program where we have divided up the Curie Beach shoreline by access points. Committee put together a website, launched the program in March of this year. It was a very successful program this year. We had 16 of 17 access points adopted, and these have been adopted for, can be anywhere from 1 month or upwards of a year. Most of them are adopted for multiple months at a time. Currently, all 16 are adopted through the beginning of the spring or into the spring of 2017. The committee will be working diligently to continue those adoptions and find new groups and new individuals who are interested in adopting the beach. I want to acknowledge the subcommittee that worked very hard on this program. Carrie Garrigan, Susan Walters, and you, Sarah Smith, Linda Cheshire. Carrie Garrigan did a wonderful job of putting the website together with the help from Susan and Ann and Sarah. But it's an excellent website. If you haven't gone to it, you should go to it. It describes the Adopt a Beach program in detail. It allows you to online sign up and take a section of beach. I have to say that walking the beach this year, I was pleasantly surprised, as most of the committee members were. I think the beach was cleaner. It was a pleasure to be out there seeing people walking the beach with trash bags, picking up garbage. I think one of the things, that at least my own experience, is that when you're out there picking up garbage and people see you, they clean up around themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're very, you know, often people have said to me and said to others, we're glad to see that you're out here, let me help. And they would pick up around the beach as well. So. It's not a complete substitute for some of the beach cleanup programs that we have, but I think it has contributed greatly to a cleaner beach this year. In addition, the committee worked on the Avenue H beach access and lighting. That program is completed this year. Avenue E and I beach access upgrade grants were submitted and approved this year with help from the committee.
Could you tell us a little bit, I mean, I'm familiar with the lighting, could you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by upgrades? What did we do at the accesses?
Well, the beach access lighting was the major thing at Avenue H, which is solar lighting, which lights up the handicap boardwalk out to the beach. And if you haven't seen it at night, it's really spectacular. It looks really, really nice. And it's low-level lighting. It's adequate for walking and getting out there, but it's not so bright that it's distracting from the neighboring homes and businesses in the area. So it's really good. The E and I beach access upgrades this year, I think, were improvements to the parking, pavement parking. And hopefully we'll also be looking at lighting upgrades. And I'll talk about that goals next for 2017.
Okay, and may I ask you, or Nancy, have we completed those contracts on the parking lots?
We haven't received them yet. I'm waiting on them.
Okay.
For E&I, we don't have the contracts yet.
Okay, but so they'll be finished before tourist season this spring?
They'll be finished whenever the CAMA office releases them. We've gotten that we were warning, but we've been told 2-4 weeks now that we can expect them any time.
Okay.
Okay. Committee worked with UNCW Honors College for View Suite. This is the 16th year that they've done that. There were 130 participants from UNCW. Came down to the beach and helped clean our beaches in August of this year. The committee also did a survey of beach signage, looking at all signs at access points, and we've identified that there is a need for new signage and improved the placement of the signs. So we look at our 2017 goals. We have three open committee positions that we hope to fill. We have one very new candidate who will be joining us at our next meeting. We are going to be looking and determining if any other beach access points are due for upgrades and assist in any preparation of the grant applications that are necessary coming up. Maintain the adopted beach program. We want to recognize the participants for the 2016 year, and we want to make sure that we seek and we get full coverage of all access points for 2017 as well.
Maybe with March being a 1 year completing, it would be a good time to have a little celebration and see if we can get everybody to come and award them certificates like you had suggested.
Right. I think that'd be an excellent idea.
Okay.
The anniversary. The committee is exploring new single beach sign designs, and we hope to research that further and present a proposal to the town council as soon as we have it completed. We're assessing CO's needs and organizing planning if necessary. And again, annual beach sweeps, both town-wide and through UNCW. We are looking at that again for this year. So that's it.
I'm very glad to see the CO's on there, because last spring the Corps would not allow us to do any plannings while we were having beach nourishment. So we skipped a year. John, I think that would be really great if Spencer or somebody would like to come over here and help advise us on what areas we really, really, truly need to be taken care of.
Sure.
That'd be okay. And take Dennis with you.
Spencer.
You have a gentleman on your committee who loves to do the CO's things.
Mike Bledsoe has been doing it for many years.
Yes, yes, yes. So definitely include Mike with that.
Thank you, Dennis.
That sounds great. Thank
great.
You. Questions?
Does this committee evaluate the keep off the dune signs too? Is that part of the committee's side?
We do, but we're not responsible for those signs, I don't.
Well, Public Works is responsible for them.
Yeah.
You guys advise us on them.
Yeah, I mean, so it's all part of the signage.
I think they're lacking.
Yeah, they get sometimes they carry or some tons, some keep up.
Thank you very much.
Oh, pardon?
Any other questions, guys?
We will be figuring up on
that. Did you want to talk to them about the mission statement? I think that was said that you don't know.
What was that, Nancy? We can't hear you.
Mission statement. So the committee has looked at the mission statement, and given the rather long title that we have and merger of several committees over the years, our contribution to the parking in town is probably not what it can be. And given the needs of the town to assess parking going forward, both either continuing our current policy of not having paid parking and moving to paid parking, on-street, off-street parking, it's something that is beyond the scope, I think, of our committee at this point and the number of people we have in the committee. So we're recommending that we change our mission statement to eliminate the parking provision in that mission statement. Not that we're going to forget about beach access parking and those things. But the rest of the town, a much bigger problem, something that we can't address as a community.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something I'd really like to talk to council about, maybe in one of our retreats. And Craig and I had a discussion about it today that without Tony here, maybe it is time to split the committee like it used to be and have a parking committee and a beach protection committee, because the two together are a tremendous amount of work for just one committee to do. Plus, there are so many other parking issues that really should be under a parking committee to help us do some of that work. So that's something that hopefully we'll be talking about and addressing. And I'll also mention for a couple of you who have stayed, it would be good if, and this could be part of our discussion on recruiting volunteers and all, talking about your mission statements, because it's been a few years since we've talked about those. A mission statement really needs to be one or two sentences where if you get trapped in an elevator in Wilmington and somebody wants to know, oh, what's a slap? Is that something you do to the mayor? Or is that, oh, it's a committee. Can you tell me what's your mission? You should be able to say your mission statement just like that. Debbie was very, very close to what theirs is. And be sure that it doesn't include activities on how you accomplish that mission statement. And the other thing is the policies we have to guide our committees are so extremely out of date. I mean, they have things in there that it says the council does and we don't do at all. And so I think it would be good to see to it that all of our committees receive a copy of those policies and help us revise them this year so that they're correct and accurate, and if there's something we need to add to them or delete, we'll be able to do that. But we'll get Nancy to get copies of those out, at least to all the chairmen. Any other questions?
Thanks for all the work.
Yes, definitely. We do have one ad hoc committee, kind of a temporary committee, and that's our 70th anniversary. So welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you for all the work you guys are doing.
Well, I have a really great team. So my name is Lisa Lowry, and I'm the chair of the 70th anniversary, and I hope that I can do as good a job as you mentioned, Ms. Withrow did. So hopefully.
Paula.
Yes. So we have had, last time we were here was October, and with the holidays and a few key committee members being out and unavailable, we really started kicking it up a notch yesterday we had our first meeting of the year. So we're doing really good time-wise. Nikki has already sent out packets to the sponsors, to about 60 or so sponsors. And so far, I think we have about $1,400. I know there are a couple of committee members, Lisa Hegler and Kathy.
Yeah, we raised $1,100 today.
Today, right. So, and she hasn't even been started calling off of this, right? So
thank you.
Right, so she's, they're instrumental in raising money for us, so in that sense. So we're doing good there. So we've got 6 sponsors already, so that's good. The book, the Curie Beach book that Debbie Passmore is creating for us as a fundraiser, is pretty near completion. So we have asked her to provide us with a draft copy for review, and then hopefully, you know, all of you will have a chance to review it as well before we actually go to print and we'll decide, you know, how many we want to print and et cetera. So, so that's rolling well. We have bands that are already booked for Friday night and Saturday. DJ and sound guy. We've got a couple things to shore up there on Saturday for the bands, but I think we'll be in good shape for entertainment.
Who's our band Friday night?
Friday night, the Imitations?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. And then I'm not certain. I know South of K on Saturday is going to play. We need another band for the later in the day, but we do have the DJ and sound guy who is that, so. And then vendors, Nikki's going to send out packets this week to all of the vendors that we typically invite, food trucks, et cetera, so that, you know, we're good on time there, and we should start to see some, have some movement on that, so I'll have a better report after our next meeting, which is January 30th, so we're going to start meeting every 2 weeks, I think, to really start knocking out a bunch of the tasks and getting things shored up, so I'll have more of a report for you guys after that.
How about volunteers? Would you be recruiting people in the town to volunteer?
Are you offering your services? Would you like to volunteer?
I'm glad I didn't have any choice. So. I'll be cleaning the restrooms.
At 5 o'clock. Okay.
Yes.
I talked to Nikki. She suggested a couple of places where I can, you know, talk to people about volunteering. And we might have the local Boy Scouts, is that right?
The local scouts are going to do the flag-raising ceremony to kick it off. The community center was kind enough to say they had a sign-up sheet there for volunteers. And so we are just in the process of getting that. Once we firm it up more, we'll understand exactly how many we need. We want enough to do it, but not enough to be tripping all over everybody.
Yeah, I asked for Nikki's assistance, sort of telling us, advising us where we would need volunteers, how many she thinks we're going to need, so we're just in those talks now. So.
And what will we be doing at the community center that day, on Saturday? Will it be open?
The community center will be open, and we're looking at having other people set up booths in there for educational purposes. Fort Fisher, the Historic Society, and some other things. So we'll have more on that when we come in, and we'll get with them to see how they'd like to have it set up in the facility as well.
Okay. Could it maybe consider inviting Wave Transit also to talk about their route from the island and have them hand out brochures and stuff? Sounds.
If they'd like to sponsor a place, we'd be more than happy to let them put their stuff on the table.
I think that would be a good idea.
What's going to make the money?
I think that would be a good idea. They have I'll give you the name of the woman and with Wave Foundation and see if they can't do that.
Okay.
You guys are really knocking it out. Thank you.
Well, we've got 15 weeks, so a lot can happen in that time.
There you go.
A whole lot. So
yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Any other comments from anybody? I'm just really, really proud of all of them. Department head business, administration and recreation. Okay. Finance.
One thing that was included in your agenda packet, and it's really just a proposed or draft budget calendar for this upcoming budget cycle. And it pretty much follows the format that we've used the last few years, timing of everything, the number of meetings that seem to work very well the last 5-6 years. Dates fit in when different places are available. Also around, there's a Good Friday holiday in there too, so it kind of goes with that. And what I'm looking for now is either one council to approve this at this meeting, or the worst cases, to look at it over the next week, and then we can approve it at the town council retreat that's scheduled for next Tuesday.
I had talked to Arlen about, and I'd like to throw this out, for outside agencies, they have about 3 weeks, and some outside agencies usually like to take these things to their board, so their board will know what the chairman is doing, and in order to give them almost a full month to do this, I had requested that either the funding applications go out or be available on February the 10th, so it will go from February the 10th to March 10th, or just the opposite, go out on the 17th and come in on the 17th. But I think maybe 10th to the 10th.
Right, and that's fine. I mean, we typically gave about 3 weeks to give, 4 weeks of, no problem. So I can can send those out or make it available on the website starting February 10th.
Okay.
So I make the motion with the change to the outside agency funding request availability to February 10th. We approve the budget as presented. And thank you for putting it on Fridays, because I'll be traveling this year. A lot of work, and Fridays are easier to just say I can't travel. Come back on Thursday night.
This does leave time if we were to need a third meeting before the it has to be presented. So it's not scheduled because we haven't needed that the last couple years. It did happen once or twice. So there is time if we need a third meeting.
Oh, awesome.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, while we have Arlen here, for a couple of the committees that do have funding involved for the next fiscal year, July 1st through June 30th, and you will receive forms from Arlen that you can use to propose your budgets, and whether it's, you know, you're thinking about another parking lot that we need a grant for to upgrade for our handicapped people, or whatever it is you need to help pay for the barbecue, or anything else that might be coming up. Arlen has graciously made his services available. He would be more than glad to work with you individually, or I guess if we requested, maybe even attend a committee meeting between now and then. Please don't wait till the day before your budgets are due. Please be working on them, and be sure you talk to your committees about them. Okay.
With that, I'll be looking for any budgets by March 24th, but I will send out that, I can give it to you earlier, but if not, that typically would send that out around the beginning of March.
Awesome. Okay.
I just have one other update, I guess, on regarding Hurricane Matthew and where we stand with reimbursement of some of our expenses. So on Friday, we received what I think is our completed and potentially final project worksheets related to debris removal and emergency protective measures. This has been going on since soon after the storm. Many levels of review by the FEMA, and many different revisions here and there for different things. So what it looks like as we stand right now, that our debris removal costs were about a little over $18,000. There's a new program that I actually enrolled us in. It was that resulted from Hurricane Sandy, that if you get all your debris removed within 30 days, they'll reimburse 85%, plus they'll reimburse straight time, not just overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all included here. So I think we should get back around $15,500 just for debris removal.
Mm-hmm. Nice job.
That's
nice.
Terrific.
Good job.
Thank you, Arlen.
And then for the emergency protective measures, they total about $52,000, a little bit over $52,000. They are only overtimes eligible for reimbursement, plus equipment usage and rental of equipment and materials that we had to buy. So we should get, hopefully, unless something changes, a little over $39,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final part relates to the Category G, which is the stormwater outfalls.
Yep.
That's still in progress. someone from FEMA came, I guess, mid-December, I think, and Public Works for basically the day.
Yep.
Looked at all of the outfalls that were damaged. They should be covered to some extent. What extent, I'm not sure yet, but we're having the specifications all put together, and then we'll be put out the bid. Once we get those bids, accept the bid, we can use that as the basis of our submission.
Yep.
So it's in progress, just not quite there yet.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good.
Since we're talking about Matthew, the storm, let me inject here. I was talking with Jim Matlock at the Corps of Engineers the other day, and he said to let you know, as far as sand on the beach, they have new guidelines, which just came out, that they're getting used to. and it appears that you have to have at least $1 million or more dollars worth of damage in order to receive any funding for that, which apparently we did not qualify for. I don't think Carolina Beach did. I'm not sure about Carolina Beach, but I believe he said that includes them and even Wrightsville Beach. But that he's looking at other funding sources, and so he has not given up yet, but he will keep us appraised as to whether or not we'll receive any additional sand on the beach as a result of Matthew. So that's still also in the works, assuming they don't change the guidelines again. Okay. Thank you, Arlen.
Thank you.
Okay, building department, building inspections, planning and zoning.
I have a brief update for you regarding the development line, but I don't have anything to present before you yet. The surveyor has done the work. He produced a map for us that details the easement line that runs along our entire coast. Morehead City CAMA office has the map and is reviewing it now. We're essentially in negotiations for where that line is going to wind up, because the rules state that the line has to follow average development. So it's going to come in and go out based on where the houses are right now. And additionally, there are two areas in the town that we don't, that we're actually going to have to draw part of the line. One of them is the Riggings, obviously, and then Atlantic Avenue, right in front of the pier and all. We've got to kind of draw that in also. So once I have that map halfway right, I want to bring it before town council for your approval. At the same time, you're going to have to approve some ordinance language. It didn't look like we were going to be able to get all of that done by next week, which was the deadline to go to the CRC for February meeting. So I'm going to push this back at least a month, and we're going to try to get on the May agenda for CRC, as long as town council gives me notice to proceed.
You haven't seen the map then?
Yes, sir, I've seen the map. It's not as scary as you think it is.
We'll see.
Okay, well, definitely let us know in the next couple of council meetings how that's going, and when they set the date for May, it would be nice if we had one or more council members at their meeting to be there to show support.
That's one reason I was pushing for this February meeting so much, is because that one is in Atlantic Beach, and the May one is in Kildevil Hills.
Oh, that's okay.
I like those spots, but
Jeanette's Pier.
That's a 5-hour drive.
Jeanette's Pier.
Any other questions?
Okay. Any questions? For?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Fire department? Police department?
No.
Public works?
No, ma'am. Nothing for public works.
Okay. When we do the department heads at our retreat, could we get an update on Beach Walk and how all that's going and whether they've got all their permits and everything's okay? And
we can ask them for it. It's not a town project, but we can ask them for it. Yeah. I'll send a note to Bill and ask for it.
Okay. I just think it would be good for us to know where that is,
okay,
and maybe what our next steps are for the property over there on Sand. Okay. Discussion of old business, parking spaces. Okay, in December, I sent all of you kind of a little thing on comparing all of the parking spaces as to which ones were presented only by Tony a year ago, which ones were presented only by the committee, I believe, in October, and which ones were on both of those lists, and where they stand as far as whether or not they actually exist. comments from the police chief, and in one particular case that it kind of it interferes with how the gentleman who lives there could receive his mail. Do I hear any questions, comments, recommendations?
The chief and I are scheduled to meet with the committee at the next meeting.
Okay. Remember, they just asked not to have parking anymore, but...
We haven't told them they didn't have to yet.
That's true. Okay. Anyone else?
Yes.
I don't think anyone up here is going to question safety as an evaluation, so I have no problem with Chief's idea.
Any recommendations on any or all of them? I mean, our decision on this was tabled to this meeting.
Well, all the recommendations that you've got were strictly the safety angle.
Yes, sir.
As far as from you. So we don't have any input from any of the other department heads or anything other than the safety issue with the police department.
Yeah, so I make a motion to defer to the police chief and not remark any of the spaces.
I second.
Okay, which one? Jim?
Jim, his department.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, how's our survey coming along?
Yeah, so I'm going to sit down. First, I'd like just to show you guys from this, and I'd like to thank Susan Sinclair for doing all the real work on this show. So, at least one of you didn't take the survey, essentially. I don't know which one I'm not going to ask. But so we had seven people take it. Three of them were Susan's Susan's family. Thank you. And really, the whole purpose of this is to show you how we're getting the data afterwards. So, at the end of this presentation, I'm going to make a motion that we approve disseminating the survey via our email distribution list and via our website. And so Susan and I will work with Nancy to do that once council formally approves, and we'll get it out in the next week or so. If you had the opportunity to take the survey, it worked for seven people, so we feel good it's working. And this is how we'll see the data, right? So I'm not going to go through every question, but I just want to show you guys how we're going to see the data at the end. And when Susan, Joe, and I go through the data to validate the data, there'll be two data sets. One will be our email distribution list, which is a majority of property owners in the town. And hopefully we'll get good feedback from that one. The other one will be on our website, which I would assume would be more visitors, but also some property owners. And we're not going to mix those two data sets, so you get two presentations. Here's what one data set said, here's what the other one did. The reason for that is so if we get a big discrepancy between on one of the questions, we can figure it out a little better, right? So anyway, this is just showing some of the ways. This is percentages, so we'll get, if you're a tabular guy like Arlen and me, you'll like it this way. If you're a visual guy, you like it the other way, right? And so this is showing how big the issue is, and then the percentage, right? Are they serious problems, not a problem, right? So as you guys remember, we had multiple questions. I think there were like 15 or 18 if you break them all up into the subparts. So we get a lot of data, and then we got to decide what we're going to do with that data. We will not have it for our retreat next week because we want it to be open for a week or two, but we will have it in the springtime to look at.
We're 30 days, right?
Yeah, I think 30 days, and we'll see what our hit rate is, right? If we don't have enough input, we might do it longer than that. Any questions? So for the public, this came from a number of the committees that met to talk about where we're going. The inputs got in, and then Susan, as I said, if you don't know her, thank her. She did all the work making the survey, and then I just pulled the data because I'm kind of a data guy and put it up here so we can look at it, right? Any questions? Anything from council?
So it looks like it's all go, do we have a date for when we're going to post this, or this week, or?
Well, that's why I was going to make a motion now, if you're ready.
Okay.
Right, so I make a motion that you approve posting the survey in the next week and a half, so we have time to work with Nancy. And then after we post it, we'll inform you via email and have it up for 30 days, and then we'll evaluate how our hit rate is.
Second.
Any questions, comments?
Was there anything when you were, I mean, it's a very small sample, but anything that kind of
stood
out based on the...
We didn't look at the data because we assumed since you were just playing with it, you might answer weird stuff. So that's what I did to see if I could break it, right? So, I mean, when I took it, I tried to... I didn't answer the question, try to play with the survey. So with seven people, no, we didn't even look at the data, right? We talked about it, we didn't look at it.
Okay.
How quickly can it be looked at live?
We think within the next week or so. We'll work with Nancy and we'll get it in this week or next week, I think.
Okay. I found it very easy to take, so I think it should be fine. All those in favor of the motion to work with Nancy to have this go within the next 7 to 10 days?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We look forward to that. And may I assume that if our staff has any problems or anything, you'll be on call to
help
them
out
with those?
Yeah, we'll work together.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what people say. What about publicizing this? Can we get Willard to write an article about it? Can we put a notice in the paper to let everybody know this is available and please take it?
We could definitely do that. Yeah. That's a good idea. Because we talked about concerns on people not knowing about it, so I think that's a really good idea. Yeah.
Maybe the notice every week for that 30 days, but most of all, see if Willard would be willing to put a story together on it. You may have to write it for him, but or maybe Susan could help us with that, so all the information is correct. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, our third item is the request from the fire department for one of their staff to have the rest of his tuition covered. I don't know if all of you have a copy of this, the policy that we established last April on expenses, and I'll have to say I thought it was $1,200 per semester. I didn't realize it was $1,200 per fiscal year. And
it's in the consent agenda.
I think what the, I think what the department is asking for is $2,800 a year as opposed to $1,200 a year. Any discussion on that?
Well, the reason that I asked for it to be pulled out is the department head is requesting the possibility of a different pay, how it's funded. And I felt that, you know, we should discuss it with Arlen as to what works out best as far as the method of funding.
Yeah, I guess I thought Arlen and the chief had already worked out the method and the process.
Well, I'm only going by the chief's letter to council. If there's been other discussions, I'm unaware of it.
So what is the question?
Can you two let us know, you know, is there a question of the process for this, the procedure?
I guess it's there's kind of two ways that you do it. The town can pay it directly, or it can be paid by the employee and then the town reimburses the employee. I think that's legit.
And which way did you recommend?
I didn't really recommend either. It, we could do it either way. I guess, you know, we need to track whatever the total amount is that the council has approved, you know, and the finance will track and make sure that we don't exceed any of that.
Yep.
It can be paid either way. Since you haven't really linked it into completion, satisfactory completion of the course, I guess it can really be paid either way.
I mean, I personally, if we have somebody we think enough of to put into that program, I think that's a lot to ask them to come up with, like $2,800 if you're a young married individual. From my perspective, I would think we should pay it. Now, if they don't perform, right? If they don't achieve, then I think we need to get that back.
What do you mean by perform? You mean
pass? Yeah, pass.
Well,
get their diploma.
And really,
that
mean,
is not mentioned in our program.
That's not as much of a worry as you might think, because the requirement for the program that he's in is a B.
Right. Right.
So if he doesn't get a B, the program kicks him out.
Correct.
So he's unable to continue because of the program, not because of us. So they have a higher standard than we have as far as grade average.
Nancy?
So one of the things that I was thinking of the possibility of would be to have him get the slip on how much it costs him, pay that prior to the completion of that semester, and if it's unsuccessful, then go after the money for that semester, rather than wait till the end and see that what his grade card says.
Oh, I agree. I don't think we should wait till the end. I think we should pay that, because when I was, I know that I didn't have that kind of money laying around when I was young a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, and to me, waiting until he gets the exact amount for his books and everything saves us the potential for saying, okay, we're going to have a general amount that we're going to pull out. And then you got to look it over and under and have discussions. And
find out he paid $5 less than what we gave him, and he's got to reimburse us. And
Yeah, that way we don't need to worry about that. We'll be paying exactly what the bill from the school says.
Nancy, did you have a comment?
In my memo that I put in your agenda packet,
mm-hmm.
I took this to be under the policy that council adopted in April 2015
mm-hmm.
on the job training and certification, like we would pay for anything else that we send an employee to school of government, or we send them to
mm-hmm.
an HR certification program. This does not talk about reimbursement. This does not have any qualification that the course has to be passed, anything along that condition. Now, if you want to talk about tuition reimbursement, which is a benefit, that's the $1,200 a year, then that's a different thing. And that talks about reimbursement and requiring, I believe it requires passing before we reimburse. I understood this to be in lieu of other on-the-job training that's not available for this particular position. Therefore, it would come out of the town's budget. I understand there's money already in this current year's budget.
Exactly right.
And that would be added into the next 2 years' budget.
And that's what we talk about.
If you're going to differ from this, you're going to have to amend one of your policies.
Right, and that's how I understood it when we talked about it in the budget process, right, is this is a training program for development of one of our people, and we put it in the budget that way on purpose, right? And so I think the issue is the news media, because we put it on our consent agenda, has got it into something that's not, right? And so I sent to you guys today what the state of North Carolina has for their guidelines around paying for stuff like this, right? Where 80% of what the state of North Carolina Office of State Human Resources does for the same type of activity. So from a money standpoint, we're well within the where we should be. I think council, when we approved the budget, approved this
because we recognize we're investing in an assistant department head that we're grooming for a potential department head position. And I think that if you look in your consent agenda, it documents why we think it was a good program, which I think it is. So from my standpoint, unless Arlen has an issue, I think it got put on the consent agenda because we have to approve money expenditures, which is what we should do. That's our public duty to make sure people see it in a public meeting, right? Which is how it got in the news. But from my standpoint, I recommend we approve it as is. We've had discussion. I don't see any citizens. I was expecting some citizens to sign up just because of the news, which was fine. I think that's why we were ready to answer the questions. But from my standpoint, I don't think we changed what we did in the budget last spring. We approved it. We built it in our budget. Unless someone doesn't believe it's valuable, he's got to sign up. Well, I guess the one question I have is, for on-job training programs, do we still have the two-year period? Do we have him sign up for that? Because I think we should, even if we're not calling it reimbursement, but calling it on-job training programs because the department head said it was valuable. I think he should have to sign up for 2 years.
The way you wrote the policy for that particular section, if the department head feels there's nothing else out there for that, then you can petition for the four-year or master's degree, and that has the two-year caveat.
Good.
From the day the degree is received.
Perfect.
What do you mean by a two-year? Has to be completed in 2 years?
Yes, yeah.
This is 3 years.
Has to graduate.
That's right. Okay.
Or he has to pay it back.
He has to reimburse.
That's right. Which I think is valuable, right? Corning does the same thing. Most other places, the state of North Carolina does the same thing as well.
The state of Virginia, I'd say every state does, but that's how I had my undergraduate work paid for through the state of Virginia. And half of it I taught there and half of it I had to pay back. So, almost every municipality I know of, I don't know about the counties, but every municipality, every state, the federal government, pays for higher education for their employees. Now, many of them have a limit on it. The city of Wilmington does not. And they also, your degree doesn't have to have anything whatsoever to do with your job.
That's not what their website says.
And they will cover it. That's what their HR people say.
That's not what their website says, because I looked at it today. But I make a motion we approve this expenditure and move on.
Well, I do have a question, because we have a policy here, and because we're tweaking the words, we're doing something totally different from our policy. Now, are we going to have a limit of $1,200 per year? Are we going to change that to semester? Are we going to do away with the amount in here and say it'll be considered on case by case? If we're going totally against what our policy is, do we need to revise this policy?
You're not looking at the right policy. Here's the policy.
This is the one I was given.
Okay.
This is any employee.
Right.
That's a specific program.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Okay, frankly, I see these two policies contradicting each other, Nancy. Maybe we can talk about this later, but I think these two policies totally contradict each other.
May I ask how they contradict?
Well, because one says we'll determine individually, but and one, they're different. We can discuss this later, okay? But I think they're very contradictory. Do I have a second?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. May I ask the chief? Because we alluded to what we did with the budget last year. Do you already have money in your budget that can cover this? Or are you asking for an addition to?
I have it.
You already have it in there. Okay. Thank you. Just wanted to cover that. All right? Okay, and I know he's on 24-hour duty over there. You can let him know he's okay. Let's see, new business. Short-term rentals. You received a copy of the email from our county finance officer about a contractor who wants $150,000, although it is broken up into different things. I asked her if she could give us an idea of what the return on investment would be. They said it, I believe it's like $600,000, but she questioned where they got that figure, what it related to, and how we were going to get that. So I'm not sure she really has a return on investment for that.
I think we should ask her, how are they going to use the data, right? How are they going to enforce the data?
Right.
What are they planning to do? It implied there might be another 1,000 addresses. Were those 1,000 addresses short-term rentals, or were they just rentals?
The other thing is the data set was really screwed up. So there were like 35 in Wilmington and like 800 in Kerry Beach.
Right.
That didn't make as much issues as happened downtown over short-term rentals. How did they only get 35? So that was one of the issues. And I agree. Her issue is she's trying to defer to us because we brought up the issue. Yeah. But it's your job. If you can't make it make money, you should make that decision. How are we supposed to know? You're the tax person. I mean, your responsibility. The state assigned you to be responsible for maximizing tax collections. So it's your office's job to evaluate and decide if that's worthwhile or not. Don't ask us, because you're the expert. I mean, that aggravated me. I like her, by the way. I think she's a good tax assessor, but that was like, can you do my job for me, please?
Well, I think she also indicated in the second email that this doesn't have anything to do with actually making this happen through the ROT process, which they don't have the staff to handle.
Right.
So I don't see the need for doing all this consulting work if the county is not willing to step up to the plate and make something occur as a result.
I would say there were three of the four items did appear to contribute value, but only if you have mechanisms to follow up on the data
and
manage and enforce. And we don't have that right now, so I don't think they should spend that kind of money for something just for interesting information.
Well, I think separately, it comes back to, okay, we gave you guys data and we told you you should do something. They're not. So I think council, we need to discuss probably at our retreat whether we're going to go to the county commissioners about this issue or do something on our own, right? So I think we think there's a potential issue. We've done a lot of work around it. If they're not going to work on it, we got to decide, are we going to try to get their boss to make them work on it, or we're going to continue to do something else, right? I mean, we can use the Kerry Beach public shaming forum to try to get people to pay.
Sure.
I mean, we can tell them, if you guys aren't going to enforce it, then you have to give us better data so we can shame people. And we can put signs in their yard or whatever, you don't pay your taxes. I mean that's sort of sarcastic, but honestly, if someone's not paying their taxes in Kerry Beach and we as a council know about it, and we tell the appropriate taxing authority they should do something about it, and they don't, we have to decide, are we going to do something about it or not?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly, by law, have to refer it.
That's right.
Right.
And we, yeah. Right.
Okay, I believe she wanted a response sometime within the next week.
I'll tell you what, I will be happy to write a response, and I'll show it to David and all of you before I send it. How's that?
That's
thank
perfect.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
You'll be nicer than me, too. So.
Thank you.
It'll be nicer if I write it than if
I'm sure it will be nicer if you write it.
Nicer than I would be,
too. Tell them that your letter is plan A.
That's right. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, there you go.
But yes, I would like to see some sort of guarantee that the data is going to be put to use and something come of it as a result of spending all that money, especially since it was not really clear what our portion
of that would be. Well, that was the other thing. The percentage didn't make sense anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to do a lot for all the other
towns. For that amount of money, they can hire more staff to do your job.
Wow. Right, exactly right.
$60,000, how many people could the county hire to do this work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably that's just
even if it's just a temporary thing to clear it up.
Yep.
Okay. Mayor's updates. In case all of you did not notice from your information from the North Carolina League of Municipalities, our town hall day this year is March the 29th, which is a Wednesday, and I feel very strongly that if one of us goes or all of us go, we need to have a reason for being there. Unlike most of what I have seen from other municipalities in the state, we have an excellent working relationship with our legislative contingent. We see them all the time. Their cell phone numbers are on our phones, and this is not like we have to go to Raleigh in order to talk to them or get their attention. So we need a reason for going there other than just to say hi to them. And the reason we've talked about for the last year is beach nourishment, the state being willing to pay their way regardless of whether we get federal funding, and some work was being done by the county's legislative lobbyists to make that happen. So I have asked Ruth Smith if she would, either through the Ports and Water Committee or in some other venue, meet with the four municipalities to talk to us about, okay, what's happened with that economic development study that was supposed to be done by November 1st, and what were the results, and what kind of legislation is our lobbyist having our legislators put in this year as far as asking for funds or having the state take responsibility. And we need to see that so we know what to push for, not just with our legislators, who I have no doubt will support us, but what legislators are there up there that we really need to talk to help us with this, and where is the economic study that we can show them that this will benefit their communities as well as the coast. So I've asked her to do that sometime before March 1st, so we'll have a reason for being there. Any questions about that?
No.
It's our turn, I believe, to have the beach breakfast. Nancy Hewitt brought this to my attention. I'm wondering if you guys have any preference on sometime soon for us to put that together. We have our retreats coming up. Everybody has their budget sessions.
We have.
Is it a quarterly thing? Is that a deal?
It's actually like every 6 months.
Because
yeah.
We just did it in December, right?
No.
We haven't done it since last
when
summer.
When you talked to Barfield.
Yeah, I know.
That was back in
Yeah, I guess it was before
October.
The elections.
Oh,
elections.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I missed
so,
that. October.
If it's in session, it needs to be on a Friday, so they can get home.
And that's usually when they have it on Fridays.
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, if we wait too long into the session, they'll even have committee meetings on Friday. You can even ask Ted Davis's secretary.
Yeah,
is Friday best? Is Monday best? And yes, I think we should.
Yeah.
I like the idea of doing it before the end of March.
Well, don't we normally pick it by querying everyone, not us picking it, right? The host doesn't get to pick it, right?
Get a few good dates and I'll send those out and see if they can choose the best date. The one that most people can come to would be the one.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. What do you think? The middle two Fridays in March?
That sounds good. I was looking.
That would be.
The 17th and the 24th?
Yeah.
Easter's not in March, if you're right.
No, it's late. It's in April, I think.
So we don't, and we don't have any budget retreats in March, right?
No.
No. The 17th and the 24th? Or the 31st. Make it all three and then see what people say, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
That'll be in the middle of session. That'll be time if we get anybody excited about something.
Right.
Good.
Okay, 17th, 24th, or 31st? Is
yeah,
that what you said?
24th and 31st would be best for me because they have it all centered around me.
Well, glad to hear that. Nice.
We're really happy about it.
Yes, it's good. It's good to be like that. Makes life simpler.
And the 17th or 31st would be better for me.
Where the group will figure
but
out.
If the group
okay.
is,
yeah.
if the
yeah,
group
we'll
goes
we'll
with the 24th, that's okay. Yeah. Let's see. Already asked about that one. I think most of you know, with Craig and I talking to Layton, we're going to take another look at the Dow project out in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we will not have a nor'easter in early February, and we'll be going out there on the 9th. And anybody who would like to join us, the three congressional offices have responded and are sending people, so get very, very excited about maybe doing something on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about our commissioners? You guys have anything special?
Yeah, I would like to have a all committee chairman meeting on the February 7th at 4 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 6.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about volunteer. How we can build volunteers
here
for our committees. Yes, here. It'll be here.
Is this going to be you?
Yeah, I got it.
Good.
Yep.
Just a regular.
Please invite the committee chairs.
Right. Okay.
Now, does this include our 70th celebration or just our standing committees?
It hasn't in the past, but they certainly can come. They might have ideas. I'm okay with them.
Do you have a time?
Yeah, 6 o'clock. It's a Tuesday.
What was the date on that, Craig?
7th. February 7th.
Let's let me board it.
Yeah. So we can roll right over.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
Anything else, guys?
Anything? Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Joseph's got that one. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you, guys.